This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 17 people with a missionary group based in Ohio are still missing in Haiti after being kidnapped by a group known for kidnappings, killings, and extortion. The AP's Julie Walker.
Haitian police say that Cat San Mawozo gang kidnapped the missionaries from Christian Aid Ministries near Port-au-Prince Saturday. They were there building an orphanage. The gang, whose name roughly translates to 400 inexperienced men, controls the area and are blamed for kidnapping 5 priests and 2 nuns earlier this year, along with what police say are numerous other crimes, including murder. A senior U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity says the U.S. is working to resolve the case.
Jury selection begins today in the trial of 3 white men charged with shooting and killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who was running through their Georgia neighborhood. Arbery's father says he's praying for an impartial panel and a fair trial, saying black crime victims too often have been denied justice. The defense says the men committed no crimes. One told police they thought Arbery was a burglar. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling the Texas governor's moves to ban vaccine mandates really unfortunate. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Dr. Anthony Fauci says Governor Greg Abbott's decision to block Texas businesses from requiring employees get vaccinated against COVID-19 could damage public health.
I can understand perhaps what the governor is trying to do, but I think when you're in a public health crisis, sometimes unusual situations require unusual actions. And in this case, it's things like mandating, be they masks or vaccinations.
The president's chief medical advisor says some 66 million Americans currently eligible are not vaccinated, and that leaves more room for the virus to circulate.
This is AP News. It's day one of a high-profile murder trial in the Netherlands.
The trial of 2 men charged with murder in the killing of Dutch crime reporter Peter R. de Vries, who was gunned down in the center of Amsterdam, a brazen attack that sent shockwaves through the Netherlands, has opened. Dutch police say the suspected gunman is a 21-year-old Dutch man. A 35-year-old Polish man is accused of being the getaway driver. They both were arrested shortly after de Vries was shot on the 6th of July on an Amsterdam street after making one of his regular appearances on a Dutch television show. He died 9 days later. The preliminary hearing at Amsterdam District Court will not evaluate evidence in the case, but is expected to hear a summary of the investigation so far and possible requests for further investigations from the suspect's lawyer. The shooting sparked an outpouring of grief and condemnation in the Netherlands. I'm Zeria Shakili.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.